Weiter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin, Daf, Vav. Picking up three lines down, last word in line. Gufa, Zakte, Lige Gemara. Amar Vavo. This we saw already, hence the Gufa. Shnaim Shadonu Dini Mamunus. You have two people coming down Dini Mamunus, the Divya Kol Ein Dinaim Din. He says that nothing doing. You have to have minimum three, other than that, no good. Esve Rebbe Abba Rebbe Avahu Danes Adin Vezika Zechayev Vechayev Zezaka. At least you have one individual judge who's Danes Adin and he messes up by being Mezaka the Chayev and Mechayev the Zakai. Tim is a Torah, Tir is a Tame. Mashasa also Mashal Mibeso. That which he did. It's a done deal. But he has to pay from his own home, meaning he's got to pay from his mess up over there. Says Rashi, the fact that the point is that we see Mashasa also that if you're Alma dine dina, his din is actually a din. Di lo dine lahad. If not, then you could just return everything. Says Gemara, no, achav ma'iskinu. We're talking about a particular case. De kibluhu alayu. They accepted him as the judge upon them to accept what he says. Says Gemara, yachi amay mishlami beso. If that's true, then why would he have to pay? The Amulei dain to lan din Torah, because they said dan frosa din Torah. Says Rashi, v'kir in the Torah lav din Torah dan. And since you made a mistake, you clearly didn't dan. A dintar, and that's what we said you have to do. So, we didn't knock off Rabbi Avoh over here because they could agree to it. Amar, Le Rav Safra, Le Rebbe, Abba, Dittar B'mai. What exactly, what kind of mistake did he make? Elam, we talk about Dvar Mishnah. If he's made a mistake with the Dvar Mishnah itself, Rashi says, Shemishnah Mufuresha, Shetaba, mistake with the first Mishnah. So then, Va'amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Ami. Switcher over here, Amar of Asi. Talmud Dvar Mishnah Chozer. If somebody makes a mistake with the Dvar Mishnah, you can actually return. You can go back on it. It says Rashi Machzer Sadin Veinu Meshalim Ibeso De Kaven De Davar Mefurashu Ein Dino Din. When you make a mistake and somebody's a Davar Mefurash, so then it's like it gets erased. It's like it never happened. You don't have to pay anything. You just return the whole thing. Ela De Talmud Shlok Ladas. Once he made a mistake with his Shikol Ladas, when he's weighing on his options. Heichidam Shikol Ladas. What does this mean? Amar Papa going Trei Tanoi Utrei Amorai De Pliga Dadi. Let's say I have two Tanoi and two Amorai that are arguing one in the next. Velo It My Hilchos Halo, come on. We don't paskin the halacha like either one of them. V'sugin da'alma aliba d'chabina. But l'maisa, we know that generally we go like a particular side. V'azayu v'avad kidach. This guy go judges according to the other person. Hanu shikul ladas. In such a case, the din is a din. But because you want to get to the norm over there, you got to pay now from yourself. Says Rashi, V'sugin da'alma, hiluch dina kichad minayu. V'azayu v'avad kidach. Right? It goes according to one usually, but you want to like the other one. Hilkach dine lav lo hada. You don't go back on it. V'kirin de lo itmar. Hilchasa lo kemar, velo kemar, hai baldin de nakat lo bay le shlume, de amale pasak li le dinai. Omiu, iu bay shlume, he has to pay, given the sugin dalman to get up. Generally, the pasak goes like the other person. Says Gemara lema kitanai. Let's say that this machlokestin Shmuel, who says that even one dan din with one is good, and Rabbi Vo, who says that it's got to be minimum three, is also machlokas. It's machlokas tanaim. Bitzua b'shlosha. When it comes to bitzua, which is compromise, says Rashi, bitzua as a pshara. It's number three. Divrei Rabbi Meir v'chachamim omrim. They say that pshara biyachid. It can be done even by one. Svaruha. So what do we say? They compared this machlokas over here, one between Shmuel and Rav Avoh, right? They thought lekuli alma makshinim pshara ladin, that according to everyone we compare the chiyuv of pshara of the compromise to that of the din, the strict letter of the law. Says Rashi, the kuli alma rabbanim viv Rabbi Meir makshinim pshara ladin dechsev mishpat utstaka verminu lekaman dezeu bitzua alma de ishkus lemishpat. Make a hekesh, we compare it to that. My labama kamifka, is this not what they are arguing over? The Mar Sover din b'shlosha, the Rabbi Meir would say that the din is with shlosha, but when he says bitzua b'shlosha, chama say pshara b'yachid, right? Umar Sover din b'shnayim, and the Chachamim would say that according to the din, it can be done by two. So Rabbi Meir's opinion that a pshara needs three goes according to Rav Avoh, that according, it's got to have three. And the Chachamim that say that it could be done by one, go like Shmuel, right? According to Meikar Adin, you're allowed to have two judges, right? Or even one judge to go and do it. So that's your machlokas, that's the Tanaim. Says the Gemara, lo, the kulei amadim shalosh. Really, everybody, we can say everyone agrees it's got to be done with three. V'alchem ha'kamifki, what exactly machlokas here between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim? Halchaba kamifki, damar sover makshin and pshar ladin, that is Rabbi Meir, he says we compare pshara to din, and therefore you have to have three. Umar sover, lo makshin p'tardin. We don't make halakhos between those two, and therefore you don't have to have three in order to go and do it, in order to be involved with pshara. Frak the Gemara. So are we now saying that lema talasa tani b'pshara, that there are three different opinions when it comes to the idea of pshara? It says Rashi talasa tani pligi b'pshara be meir sever b'shloshi. Says three. I'm shem go mil sever le'el mishnayin. Rabbanon the pligi ad rabbi meir sever be'yich be'yachid. Let's read inside. The Mar Sover B'Shloshim, Mar Sover Tzur Meir, Mar Sover B'Shnayim, that's Rabbi Gamliel, Mar Sover B'Yachid, wants us to give them be only one. Amar Rav Acha B'Reid Rav, right, so that's what it seems to come out with. And Amar Rav Acha B'Reid Rav Yika, V'Tem Rav Yemer Bar Shlamya, Man D'Amar Trey Afilu Chad Nami. The one, Rabbi Shem Gamliel, who says that two are enough, he's going to be masking that one judge is actually enough as well, right? When Rabbi Shem Gamliel says that, Pshara doesn't need three, then there's no reason to say that it would be stuck at two. You could even do it at one. I had to come a tray, and the reason why he says two, Kehi, Yelhavi Ale Sadi. So that it should be that there's Adim to explain what exactly the Pshara was. I'm Rav Ashi Shmami Na. We learn from here, from this Rav Meir, the Pshara Eino Tzricha Kinyan. When it comes to Pshara, you don't need to have a Kinyan. No sort of Kinyan that's going on over here. According to the one mayor who says that three judges are needed, why do we need that? Tiskibitray. Two judges should be enough for the compromise of the Pshara. Velikne mine. And let those people that are working make the arguments make a Kenyan that they're committing to whatever the psak is going to be. As Rashi explains in Tiske Betray Velikne Mine, the Kevin de Kadamine once said that a Kenyan Lamali based him on need a basin, Lote Elamatana Baalma, should be a matana, me daitov, he mit kayemes, and it's Mikuyam, the Ella Lahachibin and Tulsa. This must be the reason you're three. Liapos Koach based in the Afagav the low Kadamine, to strengthen Koach based even though there was no Kenyan, Lonahadu, you still can't back out of it. And says the Gemara, Vilchasa, Pshar Tzricha Kenyan. The halacha comes out that it does need a kinyan, says Rashi. If I feel nasis b'shlosha, even if it's done in front of three. Tanu Rabbanan, k'shem shadin b'shlosha, just like a din is done by three, kach bitzua b'shlosha, so too a compromise has to be done by three as well. Beep, turn the page. Vav omid beis. Nigmar din. Once the verdict is worked out, there's a bar din, says Rashi Shamu Ish Ploni, Atazaki Ish Ploni, Atochayev. Once that happens, then you can't go, there's no world of compromise anymore. It is now over, full stop. Sarmash Bankash Simen, Rabbi Eliezer Benosh Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Osir Livtoa, it is Osir for a judge to be involved in compromise, says Rashi, Mishabo Ladin, Osir Dayanim Livtoa. Once they come to a din, they can't now be involved in the world of compromise. You step up, you want to do a court case right now. Once you step up, even if it's before the verdict is done, once you step up to this court for this idea, then you can't back out of this. The judges can't. Any judge who's going to now go ahead and start being involved in compromising, this is a sinner. And anyone that praises a judge who does this is considered a menayitz, a blasphemer. On this it is said, Ubotseya Berech Nietz Hashem, one who praises a compromiser has blasphemed Hashem. Ela Yikov Adin Esahar, the justice should pierce, like make a hole through the mountains. We have to go according to what the halacha is. Shenemar, ki ha-mishpat alukimu, for justice is the Lord's. V'chei Moshe ha-yo, omer yikov ha-din es-ahar. Moshe Rabbeinu would say, let justice pierce the mountain. Aval Aaron oyev shalom v'rodev shalom. Aaron was the one who loved peace and he pursued peace. Umesim shalom edom l'chavero. And he would go and try to make peace between one and his friend. Says Rashi, what's this bays over here? We got the bays. The Kavan Shehaya. De Kavan? What's the change? What's your point? De Kavan. De Kavan Shehaya. Shomea Machlokas. When here there's Machlokas Beneam, Kodem Shevo Lefan of the Din. Before they would come before them to go and do Din, Hayo Rode Fachareno Meta Shalmanim. You'd run quickly to do Shalma to them. Like we said before, once you bring it to Din, you know, then you have to do it. They actually have to do the Din. It doesn't mean you can't do upshar before. Of course, try to do upshar, but if that doesn't work, go to din. Once you start the din, you can't now back out of that particular process that is going on over there. So that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Was like, let's go, justice. And Aaron, the Kohen, Zohar, Shalom, and other Shalom, Mesim, Shalom, and the Chaveru. Shadar, Thomas, Emes, Hoysim, Efiu, Va'avlo, Lunimsa, Vesfasaf, B'Shalom, B'Mishar, Halachiti, the rabbi Meshiv Mayofon. Like the Pasuk says, the Torah of truth was on his mouth, and iniquity wasn't found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness and turned away from iniquity. Right? So you can see, this is talking about Aaron HaKoin. Rabbi the Eliezer Omer, Haresha Guzzle Saw Shalchitim. Somebody who steals a saw of wheat. A saw of chitim. You got a guy who stole a saw of wheat, says Rashi, Ubotseya Lashon Gezela, Tashuv Gezela, Dechsev, Ki, Kain, Archos, Kol, Botseya, Betsas, Nefesh, Ba'alav, Yikach. So it's using a new explanation of Botseya Berchniv regarding somebody who does that, Utchanuva, Fove, Hifshuman, and Chala. They ground it up into flour, they baked it, Sebin Chala. Ketzam Varach, how can you go ahead and make a bracha on it? Ein Ze'ela, Menites. This person is a blasphemer. When you go and you steal this thing and you go, you want to make a brach on it? What do you think you're doing over here, my friend? V'yal zenem arubotzea b'erechnias Hashem. The person about this says a thief who recites a blessing is blasphemed Hashem. Rabbi Meir Omer, lonem arubotzea ele keneged Yehuda. Right? This idea is coming and said about Yehuda. Shenem arvayom Yehuda el echav. Ma betze kinar gizachin. Woo, the blood is strong again this past week's parasha. And that is, what are we going to go? How are we going to begin if we go and we kill Yosef? You know, let's get some money out of this. Right, we know that they throw him in the pit. And he said, what are we going to get if he dies? Let's sell him. V'chol mevarech is Yehuda, I raise him in ice. Anyone who praises Yehuda is considered a blasphemer. V'alzanem ha'ubotzei ha'berech ne'ez Hashem. Right, Yehusha is not going to be praised for saving Yosef the way like he did over here. Because they listened, he should have said, let's return him to his father. We're not go ahead and sell him off. Listened. So let's go ahead and return him to Papa. Rabbi Yoshua, ben Karcha Omer, mitzvah livtsoa. It is a mitzvah to try to get compromise. Shenemar emes u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'arechem. Like the Pasuk says, execute truth and judgment of peace in your gates. What does this mean? V'alob makom shesh mishpat ein shalom. With this mishpat, this judgment, there's generally not peace. Makom shesh shalom mishpat. And when there's peace, there's no judgment. Right? These things don't work together. Ela eze hu mishpat shesh bo shalom. Havayomer ze bitzua. That's when there's a compromise. Then you're able to do this judgment, you're able to do shalom, and it works out beautifully. They have emes u'mishpat, they have shalom. V'chein b'David omer, so similarly we find b'David ha-melech, v'yihi David ose mishpat u'tztaka. It's b'David ha-melech in Shmuel Beis that he did judgment and righteousness to all his people. Havalo kamakam shish mishpat ein tztaka, u'tztaka in mishpat, ela eza mishpat shishpat u'tztaka, havi omer zebi tzua. This is when you're going to compromise. Asa l'tana kama. But what about that view that we saw of Tana Kama Rileozer, Rabbi Yosef Glier says that a judge is not allowed to be involved in any sort of compromise? What would happen is, says Rashi, Asa Tana Kama, Tana Kama Da'amar, Asa Livtsoa, Darish Le Lahai Mishpat Utstaka, Shaya David Danis Adin. First he would dan the din. V'chayev Zechayev, he would make those chayev. V'ra Shaya Ani Mechuyev Mamun, he saw the poor people's chayev to pay. And he used to go and pay from himself. Says the Gemara, he saw that the poor person was chayv to pay. He would go and he would pay with his own stuff. That's how he did both. Mishpat lazeh, utstak lazeh. It was a mishpat one, he won the case, the other one was stakah. Mishpat lazeh, sheikh shalom mamon, he gave back his money. Utstak lazeh, sheshil mamon mitoch beso, that he paid from his own property. Kasha Leila Rebbe, skip the parentheses over here. Hi, lechol amo. Then what does it mean to all his people that David HaMelech was involved with? La Aniyam Yibayilish, it said he did it for the Aniyam. Ella, 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 Vinu, Zion on the page, hold on. Ella, Lessa, okay. Ella, Afal Pisha, Lo Shilim Mitoch Beis, so even though he would do this judgment without paying from his own stuff. Zeh mishpat staka. It's because mishpat and staka. Mishpat lezeh, staka lezeh. Mishpat lezeh, sheikh zeh lemamon. He got his money. Staka lezeh, shotzi gezeh lemitach zado. And the righteousness to this defendant that he removed the stolen property from his possession. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, Omer, Shnaim Shabo Lefanech Ladiv, two people come fronting for judgment, Dachelo Tishba Devrayim, before you've heard what they said, Omisha Tishba Devrayim, Biyata Yodei Aleichan Dinota, or after you heard what they say, but you don't know how you should go and do the judgment, Tata Rasha Lomelam Tzu Bitsu, you can go tell them, go out and compromise. Like, it's not done yet. Misha Tishba Devrayim, but once you heard, Vata Yodei Aleichan Dinota, but once you know which way it goes, Yata Rasha Lomelam Tzu, so you can't do it anymore. Shanemar Poter Mayim Rishis Madon, Vilafneas Gala Hariv Nitosh. It says one releases water, which means like a machlokas, at the onset of a judgment, but the dispute is revealed, abandon it. In other words, once you go ahead and it's in the game already, Rashi says, Embasa Lifter Lahashakam Riva Meshulam Kemayam Kidlakaman Vasum Shalva Meneam Rashis Madun Kodam Shatisa Vitita Medin Patreta. Potter, then the Potter, so then you can go and you can do such a thing. Kodam Shiniskala Riva to Yochel Ladacho, before the machlokas is revealed, meaning before you go and you judge which way it goes, you can abandon it by allowing it to have a pshara. Mishin is gala, Riv Yeta Yochel Ladacho, but once you understand what it is, you know which then goes, you can't abandon it anymore. You have to deal with it. Very Shlokish Amr, Shlokish says, Shnaim Shabbat Ladin, you have two people come for din. Echad Rach, Vechad Kasha. One of them is Rach. He's very relaxed and gentle and calm. The other one's very intense, right? He's a fighter. Rashi says, Balma Riva, Matriach Tayanim. Achel Tishmah Devarim, before you hear their words, Omish Tishmah Devarim, Yeta Yochel Lahechan, you don't know which way it's going. As Rashi Alamram, you can say to him, Ein Aninis Kaglechem. I'm not getting involved. I'm not getting involved with this. Shemnes Chayev Chazak. Because maybe the intense one is going to be Chayev. The Nimsa Chazak Rodfo. And the intense one is going to start harassing him. Right? He's going to try to go into him to switch it. It says Rashi, Rodif is a die and Lafich is a din. Mishadishma Devrayim Batal Yodea. But once you hear it, you know where it's going. You can't say any niska glechem. I have nothing to do with you. Like, sorry, now you got to deal with the situation. Shenamar lo sagu mepreish, because it says you should not be afraid because of a man who is bastante intenso. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, Minan l'tamash Yosef nei Rabbi. How do you know that if you have a student who's sitting in front of his rebbe? He's just checking it out. It says Rashi, Ubad din lefnei rabo velo lefanav. In front of his rabbi, not in front of him. V'ra'a talmud zechus la'ani v'chova la'asher. He can see it. Something's going to be good for the ani or bad for the asher. V'rabo toa b'den, he makes a mistake. V'nayin shalo yachlok kavod l'rabo v'yishtok talmud. Well, let's read it, right? V'ra'a zechus la'ani. See something, he can get the ani off the hook. V'chova la'asher, your reason is going to obligate this person, this wealthy person. And the teacher's making a mistake. My name's Shalom. You're stuck. From where do we know that the guy's not allowed to be quiet? In other words, you think like, oh, guys, be quiet. No, you're not allowed to be quiet. Don't give kavod to your rab and be quiet over there. Rather, speak up and say what's going on. Shenemar lo sagu b'neish. Don't be afraid because of a man. Rabbi Chanin, Omer, Rabbi Chanin says, lo sachnis devarecha mipnei ish. Lo sachnis devarecha mipnei ish. Don't withhold your words because of a person, meaning because of your rabbi over here. You have to actually go and speak up. V'yehu edib yodim is mi hein meidin. The witness should know about who they are testifying about. Says Rashi, Kilo made him back because it's like they were testifying about Hashem. If you actually mess it up, then now you're being matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to somehow get the money back to this person who lost it out, right? If it's actually not true, Hashem has to pay up the guy who gets messed over, which is amazing to think about. That you cannot lose, because if you're actually chayev, then you're chayev to pay, that you have to pay. And if you're not chayev, then even if you pay, you'll get the money back. And in the presence of who they are doing the Eidos, that means Hashem. Me, also the part man who's going to exact punishment against them if they do the wrong thing, if they lie in front of Hashem. Like it says, the two people are party to the dispute, shall stand before Hashem. Says Rashi, that's what we're talking about. And the judges should know whom they are judging, meaning Hashem, and in front of who they're judging, meaning Hashem, and who's going to get punish them when they mess up. Shanem Elokim Nisa by the scale. Hashem stands by the Atzaskel, the divine assembly. He's part of the, when there's a judgment going on, Hashem is there, he's by Beis Din, and they're in front of Hashem. So, V'chein B'Yoshafat Huomer, it says, V'yomer Ela Shoftim Re'u Ma'atem Osim Ki Lola Adam Tishbud Ki L'Hashem. Understand, well, you're judging over here, not for a person, rather for Hashem. Shami Yomer Dayon Ma'li B'Tzar Azeh. Let's the judge say, what do I need this trouble for? If I make a mistake, I'm going to get punished. So I better not be a judge altogether. It says Rashi, Shem Etei Ranish. Talmud Lomer V'Yimachem B'Dvar Mishpat. It says, I'll be with you in the matter of justice. That, says Rashi, Talmud B'Yoshafat. Gimel. B'Yoshafat. Talmud B'Yoshafat. Imchem B'Dvar Mishpat. Imchem L'Fir. Sechem Mishpat. Imchem L'Dvar HaMishpat. So, I'm not to be clever, but to ask him, Machem, mentioned if you owe some devarim to Shpatu velo te unshu. Right? A person's going to say, what do I need to go through this trouble? If I make a mistake, I'm going to get punished. I may as well be a judge. It says, no. Justice is going to rest in the hands of the judge. Ain lo ladain elama she'enav ros. Meaning to say that it's going to be with you. A judge doesn't have to be scared because he's suspected only about what his eyes can see. If he was honest in what he did over here, he's not going to be punished or responsible for something. There's no responsibility for something that you couldn't have known. Says Rashi, "De'in lo l'dain li rov l'mno atzma min adin ella l'fi ma she'in avros lidon v'iskavin lo tzil l'tzedko v'lamito v'shuv le'yanish." He won't be punished if he's making some sort of mistake in his din then. Frag the Gemara, Heichi Dami Gemar Din. What is considered a Gemar Din? It says once the verdict has been reached, you can't be involved in mediating anymore. There's no compromising. So Amar of Yehuda Amarav, Ish Ploni at the Chayv, Ish Ploni at the Zakai. When he says you're Chayv and you're Zakai. Amarav. Hamarav halachik Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, the halachik goes according to Yeshua ben Karcha, who says that it's a good thing for the judge to be involved in some sort of compromise. Let's work this out. Frankly, Mar Ani, is that really true? V'Rav Huna Talmidei de Rav Hava. Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. Ki Hava also came into Rav Huna when he came in front of Rav Huna, right? When you had these people coming from Rav Huna, Amalu, he would say, "E dina b'isa, e pshar b'isa." If you want justice, I'll do that. If you want a compromise, let's work that. But according to Rav, that it's good for him to be involved in compromise. Why is it him, his own Talmud Rav Huna, would leave it up to them to decide what they want to do? He should have said right away, "Let's try to work this out." My mitzvah nami to come Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. No, what does it mean? Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says a mitzvah to try to mediate. Beep, turn the page, sign them off. Mitzvah lememerlu, it's a mitzvah for them to say, edinabisi psharbisa, it's a mitzvah to speak up and give them the chance and the option which one they want to do. It says, Rashi, bereisha, edinabisi psharbisa, the paschina lu bepshar, that you come up and you open up with the opportunity to actually do some sort of pshara. But then it's up to them to decide what they want to do. Hainu Tanakama. But that's the same as what the Tanakama is, right? According to this, the way you're going to explain this, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, is That is that there was discussion about whether or not it's a good thing to do or not a good thing to do, right? We started to say that what's the difference between Rav Shubman Karcha's, what he's saying, and that with the Tanakhama, who also says that imposing a compromise is not a good thing to do, but it just means to impose is not a good thing to do. But it's a mutter to do such a thing. Ika beinayu mitzvah. The difference between them is the mitzvah, whether or not to offer it or not. Rav Shubman Karcha's suffer mitzvah. You should offer it. Tanakhama sarushus. Right, you can do it if you want to do it. Mention it, you don't have to. Heine Derbi Shimon ben Menasya, but that over here, this Tanakhama, now it comes out to be the same as Shimon ben Menasya. According to this way of the Tanakh, we understand the Tanakhama, then even the offer is only a rishus to do. So the Shimon ben Menasya also says that it's only a rishus; you don't have to do it. The difference between the two of them is Misha Tishma Divrayim. When the judge heard the statements already, Va'ata Yodea Lehechan Hadin Noten, you already know which way it's going, you're leaning towards, Yitor Shalom Alem, you're not allowed to say, Tzuru Bitsu, go out and compromise. Shimon Manasseh is going to say that the judge is mut, it's permitted to offer the compromise only until he knows the judgment, you know, which way it's going to go. Tanakhama says that it's mutter until you actually paskin, you say like what the actual verdict is going to be. Now, again, back to the idea of Botzea Berchnius Hashem, which you said, someone who praises a compromiser insults Hashem. This argues with Rabbi Tamchun ben Chanilai. Rabbi Lazar from Reb Yosef Aglili, who says that the Pasuk means that one who praises a judge that imposed a compromise insults God, right? So Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir also understood this pasuk in ways that go against what we're going to see. Well, let's break it out. This pasuk is brought up by the golden calf. And it says, and Aaron saw and he built the mizbeach. Says Rashi, mikra zeh ubatzea berech. He made like a compromise. He was more heter to go and do the egel. And on that, one who praises a comrade and insults Hashem is saying that Aaron shouldn't be praised for what he did over here. Ma'ra, what exactly did Aaron see that he decided to say such a thing? To go ahead and to be involved with an egel. Amar Rabbi Binyamin ben Yefes, Amar Rabbi Lazar. Ra Chorsh is a voice of honor. He saw Chor that was shechted in front of him. This was his nephew. Aaron had a sister named Miriam. Miriam had a son named Chor. And they came along and they said to him, hey, don't do the Egel Zav. And they killed him. Whoa, wee, wah. Amar, he said, Elo Shamanu Lu Hashta. If I don't listen to them, like these people coming to trying to do the Egel, then Avdulik and Avdubachor, they're going to do me like they did the Chor. Mekayim B, and they're going to kill me also. And they're going to be Mekayim the Pasuk, they uphold the Pasuk by killing me. Of Imi Arik, but Mikdash Adonai Kohen Vinavi. If a priest and a prophet are killed in, you know, in the sanctuary of Hashem, and that was that he is the Kohen, and the nephew was the priest. I'm sorry, it was a prophet, it was a Navi, and he's the Kohen of here. V'lohavilu takantiliolam, there's no way to get any takana ever, says Rashi, daha sofan lasos came b'zachari ben yoyoda v'yecharav beis hamigdash l'kach. The beis hamigdash is destroyed because they killed Zachariah, right? Because Zechariah ben Yoyada, mutav de leaved leegel, it's better to go get involved with making a golden calf. Efsha havyalu takanta b'tshuva, because maybe at least then you're able to go and do some sort of tshuva. So Aaron made a compromise over here, but one who praises him for it is insulting Hashem, and he ends up getting punished for even this type of behavior. But nonetheless, we see that's what it's talking about. Now, we saw earlier that Rav Shimon ben Menasseh explained that Poter Mayim Reishis Madon, that they explained from this that once a judge knows which one the law goes with, it's also to even offer the option of a pshara. So the Gemara is now wants to understand how Rav Shimon, those that argue with him, the Tanakam, Rav Shimon ben Karcha, Rav Lazar, Rav Yosef Aglili, how do they deal with this? Vani Tanoi, Poter Mayim reaches mud on my darsh, but what are they, what, how do they darsh this? Releasing water is the beginning of strife. Kedarav Amnuna, Lunak of Amnuna, Damrav Amnuna, Ain't Chilas Dino Shall Adam Nidon, Ella Al Divrei Torah. The beginning of a person's judgment is an area of Torah. It says Rashi, it means La Asad Love and Olam Abba. A person was not osik b'torah. Shenemar poter mayim reishes madon. Like it says, releasing water and ein mayim ela toira. Then what? That is reishes madon. That's the beginning of judgment. Says Rashi, shepoter at torah me'alav who reishes madono. Torah nimshal l'mayim b'chsev heavy koltsame hoy koltsame l'chula mayim. All those thirsty come to the water. Amrav Huna, hi Tigra Dam Yalitsinora de Bitka Damaya. Arguments is comparable to a channel by a gush of water from an overflowing river. Kaven de Ravach Ravach. Once it widens, it continues to widen. And it's saying that the opening of this water is at the beginning of some sort of fight. Once it starts and it's really hard to stop it. Abai Kashishe Amar, Damiliguda. The gamla fighting and disunity is like a plank, a piece of wood in a new bridge. Cave on the come. Once it becomes really strong there, it stays that way. Says Rashi, the dapin shall gasher betchila kishadar samaleim minanos. They start to they shake back and forth. Vesof mechschaschus become stronger. And the kvos become they get kavua in their place. Hakinam kishadam marbim ketatam eschachzuba. When they start going more into the fight, it gets more and more. Cave and come once it becomes really firm, so then it becomes very firm. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.